Ladies and gentlemen, the opener tonight is I Want to Be Happy with Buddy Cole and his outstanding group.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. But I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we're mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'm gonna send the sun smiling through. I wanna be so happy, but I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too.
Ah, very nice, Bing. And now here's Gil and Drake.
You ever wonder if you've outgrown fun? Well, fun isn't just for children or the rich, you know. Fun is what keeps you feeling young and looking young, and you need it. But maybe you're missing out. Maybe you drag through the day, lose your temper easily. You're not sick, but you're not well either. Well, you're not alone. Lots of people feel that way. They're missing out on fun, too, and they don't know why either. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. Would you like to feel right again? Well, switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to the new coffee flavor Instant Postum, now available for the first time. Not a bit of caffeine, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and then you can start in having fun again.
Now for a song, here's I Need You Now.
If I ever needed you, I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can't ease my aching heart, but you'd know how. If I ever needed you, I need you.
You know, it's strange that one of the greatest inventive geniuses of all time should have had such a low opinion of genius as it's commonly conceived by the general public. For it was Thomas A. Edison who said, genius is 2% inspiration and 98% perspiration. And Tom Edison, whose birthday it is today, incidentally, he made a pretty good case for his argument. Or would you say argument for his case? I don't know which that should be. Well, whatever you'd say, I'm going to say he had a point there, and he pretty well proved it. For Thomas Edison worked harder than any man I know or ever read about him. 98% of his success probably was due to his ability to do long, hard, concentrated work. Edison was unusual in that he combined a phenomenal mind with tremendous energy and an almost boyish enthusiasm for the successful solution of the problem at hand. Oddly enough, he had no formal schooling except for 3 months in Port Huron, Michigan. His early life had a touch of Horatio Alger to it. At the age of 12, he became a train boy on the Detroit and Port Huron branch of the Grand Trunk Railway. With his savings, he bought a small hand press, and he was soon editing and printing a trainman's trade newspaper with a circulation of over 400. Then came the Horatio Alger bit. One day, young Tom Edison rescued the son of a station agent. And to show his gratitude, the agent taught him telegraphy, which was almost the only way you learned such a trade in those days. Here, the Horatio Alger approach got lost because Edison liked routine work too little, and he liked reading and inventing too much to be a successful operator, although he was remarkably proficient. Well, he worked around as a tramp operator. Incidentally, that's not as bad as it sounds. A tramp operator was one who didn't stay at one job, but rather moved around, and with Tom Edison, this was by choice. While working in Indianapolis, he invented an automatic telegraph repeater and thus started the greatest inventing career in history. In all, I believe more than 1,200 patents were granted to Thomas Edison during his lifetime. Just think, that's an average of one invention every 3 weeks from the time of his first invention to his death in 1931. That's pretty amazing, considering that he spent as much as 5 years on one invention and over $40,000 on experiments on the incandescent lamp alone. In addition, many later developments were based on his inventions and discoveries. Edison is best known, of course, for his invention of the incandescent lamp, the phonograph, and the kinematographic camera, which made possible the first motion pictures. But did you know that he also invented a typewriter, which later became the Remington, a device which later became the mimeograph, the electric dynamo, the locomotive, the transmitter, a railway signal system, composition brick, photographic film for motion pictures? Well, this could go on longer than an all-night record show, but I might well mention in passing that it was his discovery of what is called the Edison effect, which ultimately made possible the modern electronic tube. And this tube, in its various forms, underlies radio, television, sound pictures, X-ray, and a myriad of other marvels. Edison didn't develop this particular discovery because he was not interested in producing inventions for the future, but for today. He always concentrated on one problem at a time, and it was always an immediate one with a practical application. As an example of his 2% inspiration and 98% perspiration doctrine, let's take a look for a minute at the way he worked. Take as an example the year 1897. Now, that year, he devoted his exclusive attention to the invention of a new storage battery on which he had already been engaged for 5 years. To start in, he checked on all previous work by other inventors. This way, he avoided the mistakes that had been made by the others before him. Then he read everything he could find on the subject, and he had his literary agent scouting for all available works on it. When he finally felt that he knew all there was to know on the subject, he started his experiments. These went on and on relentlessly. In fact, he seemed to be inspired by a failure. Each failure was one less mistake to be made in the future. The hours he worked, they were pretty phenomenal. During this whole year, Edison was in his laboratories at 7:30 every morning, and he worked straight through till 6 in the evening, having his lunch sent in. He ate dinner with the family, but he was back in his laboratory by 8, and he worked through the evening. His coachman would call for him at 11:30, but often had to wait another 3 or 4 hours for Edison to finish some of his experiments, which, in addition to showing Edison's tremendous energy and drive, also shows that he had a pretty patient coachman. Let's not any of you wise guys say, if Edison was such a great inventor, how come he rode in a horse and buggy? Let's not have any of that now, huh? However, it is to be noted that when vacation time came, Thomas A. Edison, he played as he worked, and he refused to hear anything about business. So maybe there's the formula for success. Work when you work, and play when you play. Now it's about time for Buddy Cole to play and for me to work.
If I give my heart to you, Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be as you are with me tonight. Think it over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. When you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
And here again is Galen Drake.
You know, if you ask the average fellow if he thinks he's a good man, he'll say, well, sure, I'm a good man. Say, I never hurt anybody in my whole life. Well, now, that may be so, but isn't it strange how we sometimes sin against ourselves? Of course, we take care of other things, the family, the job, and charities, but how about our own good health? Maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good, eat fairly sensibly, and go a diet once in a while. I don't sleep so good, though. I feel a little dragged out now and then, but then, after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean that you're depending on the caffeine and coffee for that quick pickup. Now, your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine. No jumpy nerves and can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and you'll look better, feel better, and act better.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight. I could get so romantic tonight.
And thus, another broadcast week has come to an end. See you Monday. Have a good weekend for yourself, John.
Cosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum.